Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember, we have Ram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Erevin Daf Samach. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur with a pop quiz at the end. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the residents of Kakunai asked Rav Yosef to give them someone to arrange an erev for their town, which Rashi explains was a public town that had become private. Rav Yosef sent Abaye and told him to make sure that what he does is not complained about in the Beis Midrash. Abaye went and saw some houses that opened towards a river, which ran along the city, but the houses had no opening to the city, and he wanted to make them the excluded section necessary in order to make the Erev for the city. He then reconsidered because he thought perhaps only a section that could join the city could be used as the excluded area. After going back and forth in his analysis, he finally concluded that even houses that could not join the Erev could be used as the excluded section, based on Mar Bar Pofidisa from Pofidisa, who designated an inhabited storehouse of straw as his excluded section, despite the fact that a storehouse is not a place of residence that should require an Erev. Point number two, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Rav Yehuda said that the area that needs to be excluded from the Erev is an area the size of the town of Chadasha that only had 50 inhabitants. The Gemara asks, if a town the size of Chadasha that is not adjacent to a larger town requires setting aside an area to be excluded from its Erev, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda disagreed. Chad amar boy shiur, v'chad amar lo boy shiur. One says it requires an excluded section, and one said that it does not require an excluded section. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if one places Erev even one amma beyond the tchum, mashin niskar hu mapsid, what he gains in the direction of his Erev, he loses in the opposite direction. The Gemara challenges this based on a brisa that teaches that if one places Erev even one amma beyond the extension of the tchum, Mistaker osa amma, he gains that amma umapsit as kol yirkula, and he loses the entire width of the town in the opposite direction. Mifnesha midas ha'ir olaba midas ha'tchum, because the measure of the town counts towards the measurement of the tchum. This contradicts our Mishnah, which stated that he loses in one direction only what he gained in the other. The Gemara answers that the Brice and Mishnah are referring to different cases. The Brice is discussing a case in which his 2,000 amma measure ended in the middle of the town. Therefore, the town counts fully towards the tchum measure. The Mishnah was referring to a case where his 2,000 amma measure ended at the end of the town or beyond, in which case the town only counts for 4 amos, and he may resume measuring his tchum beyond the end of the town. So once again, the three points are number one. The residents of Kakunai asked Rav Yosef to give them someone to arrange an erev for their town, which Rashi explains was a public town that had become private. Rav Yosef sent Abaye and told him to make sure that what he does is not complained about in the Beis Midrash. Abaye went and saw some houses that opened towards the river which ran along the city, but the houses had no opening to the city, and he wanted to make them the excluded section necessary in order to make an erev for the city. He then reconsidered because he thought perhaps only a section that could join the city could be used as the excluded area. After going back and forth in his analysis, he finally concluded that even houses that could not join the Erev could be used as the excluded section, based on Mar Bar Pofidisa from Pofidisa, who designated an inhabited storehouse of straw as his excluded section, despite the fact that a storehouse is not a place of residence that it should require an Erev. Point number two, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda said that the area that needs to be excluded from the Erev is an area the size of the town of Chadasha that only had 50 inhabitants. The Gemara asks if a town the size of Chadasha, that's not adjacent to a larger town, requires setting aside an area to be excluded from its Erev. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda disagreed. Chad amar boy shiur v'chad amar lo boy shiur. One says it requires an excluded section, and one says that it does not require an excluded section. Point number three, the next Mishnah states that if one places Erev, even one amma, beyond the tchum, Masha niskar hu mafsid, what he gains in the direction of his Erev, he loses in the opposite direction. The Gemara challenges this based on a brisa that teaches that if one places Erev even one amma beyond the extension of the tchum, mistaker osa amma, he gains that amma umapsid as kol yirkula, and he loses the entire width of the town in the opposite direction. Mipnesha midas ha'ir olab midas ha'tchum, because the measure of the town counts towards the measurement of the tchum. This contradicts our Mishnah, which stated that he loses in one direction only what he gained in the other. So the Gemara answers that the Brice and the Mishnah are referring to different cases. The Brice is discussing a case in which his 2,000 amma measure ended in the middle of the town. Therefore, the town counts fully towards the tchum measure. The Mishnah was referring to a case where his 2,000 amma measure ended at the end of the town or beyond, in which case the town only counts for 4 amos, and he may resume measuring his tchum beyond the end of the town. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Samach, and this simon comes to us by way of Joe Mann from New Jersey and Eli Tabari from Texas, who suggested in the Choose a Simon contest, smiley face stickers for Daf Samach. So that's our Simon. So here we go. The Beis Midrash awarded the rare smiley face sticker of approval to the one who excluded an area not open to the city from the Erev for the town of just 50 inhabitants, but warned the one whose tchum ended in the middle of town, he couldn't go any further. Once again, in slow motion. The Beis Midrash awarded the rare smiley face sticker of approval. Smiley face sticker, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. The Beis Midrash awarded the rare smiley face sticker of approval to the one who excluded an area not open to the city from the Erev, which reminds us that Abai concluded that he could exclude an area from the Erev even though it didn't open directly to the city. So the Beis Midrash awarded the rare smiley face sticker of approval to the one who excluded an area not open to the city from the Erev for the town of just 50 inhabitants, which reminds us that it's a malchokas if a town with just 50 inhabitants also needs to exclude an area from its Erev. So the Beis Midrash awarded the rare smiley face sticker of approval to the one who excluded an area not open to the city from the Erev for the town of just 50 inhabitants, but warned the one whose tchum ended in the middle of town, he couldn't go any further. Which reminds us that what one gains by putting the Erev beyond the tchum, he loses in the opposite direction. And when the tchum ends in the middle of a town, the town is included in their measurement, whereas if it ends at the edge of town or beyond, then the entire town is only treated as Dalet Amos, and he may continue to measure the tchum from the edge of town onwards. So once again, the Beis Midrash awarded the rare smiley face sticker of approval to the one who excluded an area not open to the city from the Erev for the town of just 50 inhabitants, but warned the one whose tchum ended in the middle of town, he couldn't go any further. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which daf to be Malchokas is whether a town with just 50 inhabitants requires an area of it to be excluded from the Erev? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that according to Rav, a ladder can have the status of both a mechitza and a pesach, an entranceway, depending on the situation? That's on Daf Nuntas. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that one can use an area that does not open directly to an adjacent city as the area to be excluded from the area? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that a private town that became public that has a vicious rubbing running through the middle of it can adjust it with 2 lechis or 2 koros according to Rabbi Yehuda? That's on Daf Nuntas. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn from Arnakon that one should teach his students at least 4 times? That's on Daf Nundalad. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that when a tchum measure ends in the middle of a city, then the person can't go beyond that point? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn an expert must be used to measure the tchum? That's on Daf Nunches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that one does not measure the distance of steep inclines in the tchum measurement? That's on Daf Nunches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the din of a karpuf in the case of 3 villages grouped together? That's on Daf Nunzain. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that there are 2 different ways to align a city so that it's squared due north, south, east, and west? That's on Daf Nunvav. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that a worker can say kriyashma in a tree while working? That's on Daf Tezain and Brachos. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that you do not save a worn-out Sefer Torah that has less than 85 letters intact? That's on Daf Kuf Tesvav and Shabbos. Good. And number 3. Which daf do we learn about Toldos Achama? That's on Daf Lama Tess and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.